It is so exciting looking for a new home, but it absolutely is overwhelming and daunting if you do not have the right resources. Homes.com is home shopping the way it should be. It's more than just a website. Homes.com is your personal guide to finding the perfect home. Get to know a neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. With Homes.com's comprehensive neighborhood details, you'll get in-depth guides, detailed videos, and unbiased insights from a variety of sources. Parents and parents-to-be will love Homes.com's detailed school information. From test scores to student-to-teacher ratios, you'll have the info you need to find the right schools for your kids. Having the right agent can make or break your home search. Homes.com's agent directory and profiles offer a detailed look at each agent's experience so you can find your perfect match. And Homes.com's features a listing agent on each listing so you can easily connect with them without having to scramble to find contact info. Go to Homes.com to learn more. We've done your homework. This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx. We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
Chicago is next.
If you want to stand out as a skyscraper in Chicago, you've got your work cut out for you.
I've stood at this corner a zillion, billion times and never looked up at this building.
There's the Hancock Building. There's the Sears Tower.
Yeah, you're supposed to call it the Willis Tower now.
Yeah, I'm not going to call it that. And then there's my friend Dan Weissman's new favorite building in the South Loop.
A couple days ago, I was at the Cultural Center, and there's like a map of Chicago architectural landmarks. I mean, it's got zillions of buildings on it, houses, everything, and this building's not on it.
Even if a building is designed by a prominent architect.
It's by this guy, Harry Weese, who made the DC Metro. He's a big deal.
And even if that building has only three sides, it's like a triangle from above.
Like a grilled cheese sandwich, cut in half, diagonally.
And has these irregularly placed long vertical window slits.
Just like a punch card or a Scantron card.
It's still hard to stand out as a skyscraper in Chicago.
99% invisible.
I remember the first time I noticed it. I was like, what is that building? And someone there was like, oh, it's a jail.
My name is Jack Hartray. I was the project manager on the Campbell Correctional Center.
Which most people know as the Metropolitan Correctional Center, or MCC.
It's a federal detention facility. It's where you stay when you're waiting to go up on trial in the federal courthouse, which is like two blocks away.
When it was built, nobody much liked the idea of a federal jail downtown.
The mayor didn't want this building built in the loop.
It's right across the street from a club called the Union League Club, which is one of the kind of fancy elite clubs in the city. And people were like, we don't want prisoners, you know, mooning us from the windows of the jail. And this doesn't seem like it's going to be really good for property values.
So there was a lawsuit, actually.
But to their legal misfortune, they had to bring the suit in federal court. So the only people who were going to hear the suit were also the only people in town who wanted the thing built. They were federal judges.
And I think it took them about 12 minutes to get the thing kicked out of the court. It was impossible to get a judge that wasn't in favor of building the building.
The architects in Harry Weese's group were tickled by the prospect as well.
Jack Hartray, who worked on the building, said,
I think everybody in the office figured that you had a certain number of unindicted criminals in the city, and then you had some that had gotten caught.
And the MCC was just for the people who happened to have gotten caught.
And because the architects took it seriously that the inmates were innocent until proven guilty, they thought,
let's make this as nice as we can. You know, somebody already looked at this problem. How do you make a really small space cozy?
Harry sort of viewed this from the standpoint of the accommodations on sailboats. The furniture was all built in, so you could really do pretty nice furniture.
Built-in hardwood furniture. It has these really clean lines. The bed, there's a desk, I've seen this picture. It's really, you know, it's nice.
We built rooms to scale in our office, and my children used to come down and take naps, and they loved the interior space. It was, you know, kind of intimate and pleasant.
It was cozy.
Yeah.
And those narrow slit windows I mentioned earlier, those are floor-to-ceiling windows to let in as much light as possible, but they're also built just narrow enough at 5 inches so that they were within the federal guidelines of the time to not need bars.
Sounds really nice.
Oh, it is nice. Yeah, no, it is. It's not a bad place to stay.
I saw an interview with Harry Weiser. He said that what he had in mind was like a hotel.
Well, we were doing a hotel at the same time, and this was better than the hotel, you know, as far as the built-in furniture and all of that.
Show me the hotel.
Dan has a reporter's tenacity like you wouldn't believe, but he just couldn't get the warden to let him in to the MCC to see if all these beautiful Harry Weiss interiors and designs were still intact.
So I called around, thinking, like, well, who gets inside these places? And I ended up talking to a guy named Phil Kerrigan.
If you went into the facility and talked to a random bunch of detainees, they would be aghast at that description, or would maybe want to go over and clutch a throat. That is not the case.
Phil Kerrigan has been going to the MCC for over 10 years.
He is kind of the designated volunteer for the MCC, and he goes and visits guys who don't have anybody else to visit them.
MCC is not a star. It's very drab, gunmetal gray. You know, the physical facility is nothing to show off.
The cells, the architect described them as being really nice, with all this kind of hardwood built-in furniture, for instance.
They're gone. The bunks are steel two-tier structures, no wood.
And do you have sunlight coming in?
No. The windows are generally frosted. Doesn't allow for sunlight to come in. You know, and the place is old. It's definitely undergone some changes, and none of them have been for beautification.
By the time Dan talked with Robert Brugman, who wrote a book about Harry Weiss, he was pretty bummed out.
There's something about this that seems kind of sad to me. You know, Harry Weiss is a brilliant architect, and this seems like it's one of his signature projects. His conception is not what exists today.
True, but you know, there are Harry Weiss buildings going down all over the country, and that's true of almost all architects of that period. So this is a minor matter that the inside of a place that was never meant to be public has been changed. You know, it is after all not a hotel.
Even if the warden had let Dan into the MCC, it wasn't the MCC that he wanted to see. For that matter, it wasn't the MCC that Harry Weiss wanted either.
This is Chicago.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Dan Weissman and me, Roman Mars. This program is made possible with support from Lunar, making a difference with creativity. It's a project of KALW, 91.7 local public radio in San Francisco, the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. To find out more and see the punch card building for yourself, go to 99percentinvisible.org.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.